2020 has been the best year of your life. I mean, would you agree? Or are you thinking to yourself, dude, you've been on the rock? Are you crazy? Or rather worse, is your head in the clouds? I mean, you don't know what we've been through. You don't know the struggles, the obstacles, the battles we've had to endure. So how can you make such a statement, right? Well, let me land my plane on the runway of reality. And let me say it this way, that 2020 has probably been one of the most challenging years of your life. Now can you resonate? But what's the difference? What's the difference between me defining 2020 as the best year ever or the most challenging? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between a bad year and a great year? What's the difference between a problem or a platform? What's the difference between an obstacle or an opportunity? What's the difference between new pain or more purpose? What's the difference between the end of your story or the push you needed to finally create history? What's the difference? Man, if we're honest with ourselves, no matter the age, race, stage, or status, to some degree, this year has challenged our capacity. And that challenge has manifested itself as a greater level of uncertainty, a deeper sense of overwhelm. For some of us, we feel downright defeated. And even scarier, we might be pushed to the border of depression. I mean, we use words or we make statements like, if 2020 was a word, or I can't wait for this year to be over. Because 2020 has been a disappointment. But has it? Have we really been disappointed? Have we really been defeated? Have we really been disempowered? Have we really lost our power? Or have we simply, unintentionally and unknowingly, lost our perspective? That's the difference. That's the difference, my friends. The difference between a bad year and a great year is perspective. Perspective is the difference between an obstacle or an opportunity. Perspective is the difference between a problem or a platform. Perspective is the only thing that allows us to use pain for purpose. Perspective is the only thing that still allows us to arrive at destiny irregardless of our history. I want us to understand one of the reasons we struggle with perspective. That's where I want to start. We struggle with perspective, my friends, because you and I live in a world that tells us that our true value is found in what we have, where we live, what we drive. We equate value to things. And here's the danger about that. When we equate value to things and the things go, so do we. But today I want to shift your perspective with this truth. That your value is not found in what you have. Your true value is found in who you are. I'm talking about identity today. I'm talking about who you are. Identity is the epitome of perspective. Identity is the voice of truth that reminds us that, listen, I am not my lies. I am not the limitations. I am not the labels. I'm not the circumstance. I'm not my failures. They may have shaped me, but they are not me. I want to really help us to embrace the power in who we are, because listen to me closely. When you know who you are, you know who you're not. Or I'll say it a different way. When you have identity, you don't need validation. Or maybe I say it a different way. When you're bold in your stance, you cannot be controlled by your circumstance. And so I want to help us today, because it's so important that we truly understand that our value is not found in what we have, but in who we are. It's so important, and I'm adamant today, before we get into anything later on today, that we build the right foundation. And yeah, you may be learning that from me today, but can I be honest with you guys? You know where I learned that lesson? I learned that lesson from my 8-year-old daughter. I learned a life lesson from an 8-year-old. I'm 32, she's 8. I should be teaching her, she shouldn't be teaching me, right? Wrong, that's pride. And pride always comes before a fall. So I remember driving with my daughter one day, and from the back seat, I hear the most random thing ever, my friend. She says, "Daddy, you need to start playing with the big kids." I said, "What?" That's kind of random. So I'll be honest with you, I ignored her, continued driving. But she said it even louder. She said, "Daddy, you need to start playing with the big kids." I said, "Oh, watch here now." I thought my daughter was having a random moment, but little did I know she was about to have a revelation. I said, "What do you mean start playing with the big kids? I'm a grown man." She says, Daddy, you need to start playing with the big kids. I said, baby, explain. She says, Daddy, when you started your business, you're playing with the small kids. But it's time to start playing with the big kids. I said, what could be good? She said, you started your business. And when you started your business, you told me that you were gonna one day have a building with your company's name on it. You're gonna have an office. You're gonna have people working along with you. She said, Daddy, it's been a year and I don't see that yet. I'm laughing, I'm looking at her like, baby girl, you don't get it, a year? That's unrealistic, right? Side note for you, because I laughed at her, but in all seriousness, something was unrealistic until someone did it. So unrealistic is to some degree a self-imposed limitation. So maybe it wasn't that my daughter didn't get it, maybe I don't get it. So I'm driving and she says again, Daddy, you need to start playing with the big kids, and then it hit me, my friends. This is what she was talking about. Within the first year of my business, I had some successes. But if I was honest with you, I had faith, but I had some fears. I exuded some confidence, but I was battling doubts. I had vision, but I was insecure because I was operating on the level that I saw myself. That's what she means when she says, Daddy, you need to start playing with the big kids. I'm here today to relay my daughter's message to you, but I don't want you to lose me yet. But guys, we need to start playing with the big kids. And maybe for you, it's not a corporation. Maybe for you, it's leveling up in your relationship. Maybe for you, showing up with excellence on a day-to-day basis in what you're blessed to do. I know we've lost a lot this year, but if we be honest, if we compare what we've lost to somebody else, we've lost that much more. We have a lot to be grateful for. It's perspective. Maybe we need to start playing with the big kids in our mental health or in our goals, in our physical or financial goals, but we need to start playing with the big kids. So I pulled over and I said to her, baby, thank you so much for challenging that. She says, I'm not done. She says, Daddy, you want to know how I know you need to start playing with the big kids? I said, yeah, explain it to me. She said, because I heard you on the phone and you were telling a friend one day that your business was struggling, that your business was failing. She says, Daddy, it's time to start playing with the big kids. You can't say that about your business. You can't say your business is failing. Even at the tender age of eight, she gets it. She gets what I'm about to say with you, that death and life are in the power of your tongue, that what you confess is what you possess, that you gotta watch the words that come out your mouth because your ears are listening. I want to lay the foundation. I want to give you guys four powerful, profound, and practical tips to help you to shift your perspective, to help you to regain your confidence, and to take back your power. Tip number one, watch your words. As simple as that. Things have happened to us in life, but if we're not careful, we will allow what happens to us to define or redefine us. My friend, you are not what has happened to you. But we will create our reality when we regurgitate our regrets. I'll say it again. We will create a reality when we regurgitate our regrets. We don't understand the power that our words have. Our words can create a prison. Our words can empower our history, kill our destiny, and limit our legacy. I want us to understand that we gotta watch the words that's coming out of our mouth because our ears are listening. Tip number one, tip number two, identify and trust your truth. We were not created to do life on our own. We were created to do life in the confines of community. We need each other. But we got to be so intentional about the people that we're connected to. Because there are two types of people in this world. People who are going to complement your purpose, or people that are going to compete against your purpose. But we got to be intentional about who we connect ourselves with. I heard this saying, it's so powerful. If you want to go quickly, go alone. But if you want to go far, you have to go together. Step number one. Watch your words. Number two, identify and trust your troops. Number three, create a vision. I'm always inspiring people to create a vision for your life. You need a true north. You need to know where you're going. You need a vision that you have clarity on, a vision that you're connected to, a vision that you're convicted by. Because if we go through on a day-to-day basis and we don't have a vision for our life, then we're allowing life to give us a vision. But I want you to understand, without a vision, you will be distracted or destroyed by distraction. So we need to have a vision. Number one, watch your words. Number two, identify and trust your troops. Number three, have a vision. Number four, focus, don't fight. What do I mean by that? We're gonna face obstacles and challenges and things that are gonna test our ability. I call those things giants. The giant in your life is something that is sent to test who you are, And a lot of times we can be distracted by our giants. But maybe, just maybe, the giant who isn't called to destroy you, but to distract you. And so we gotta focus that much more on our dreams, focus that much more on our purpose, our service, our impact, because sometimes the number one way to defeat the giant is to focus. I wanna leave you one more thing before we dive into this. One of the greatest battles that we face on a day-to-day basis, guys, is not the battle of the unknown. It's the battle of you staying true to the true definition of you, while the world tries to conform you to its perception of who it thinks you should be. I'll say that again, but that's a mouthful. One of the greatest battles that we face on a day-to-day basis is not the battle of the unknown. It's the battle of you staying true to the true definition of you, while the world tries to conform you to its perception of who you should be, of who it thinks you should be. I want to remind you guys something today, because this is so important. Your value is not found in what you have. Your true value is found in who you are. You are value, you are able, so that makes you valuable. I'm gonna give you one more because I gotta get this out. Don't let people dilute you because they can't digest it.